Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, the 5th of August, and we are back from vacation. I think I need a vacation from my vacation. But nonetheless, we are here, the Cave Show with PLR. Cigars with the Cave Show. It is Thursday. You know we are live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and tobacco. So I am telling you, I am ready to roll today. It has been a while. It's been a much needed vacation, but it is so good to be back on air with everyone. Like I said, vacations are great, but sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation, and working is now my official vacation. We've got a lot of stuff to get into today. I'm not going to cram a show, but we're going to touch on certain things. I want to touch on Carson Wentz, who's hurt again, and I want to touch on his mental fragility and that he couldn't handle Nick Foles coming to town. There are other free agents that are bouncing around in the NBA. I want to talk about that. Sports always cry poverty. I want to give you a couple of teams that are worth a bunch of money. Bunch would it be? Because it's billions would it be. People are griping about testing and COVID and their rights and what rights they have and what rights other people don't have. I am going to make this real clear, real simple. We'll get into that as well. And at the end of the day, everything is good, but because the Chicago Cubs look like their AAA affiliates, because they gave everyone away. Best news that happened while I was on vacation. We'll get into all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. Get down here, let them know the PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. To become a member, get your access to the Members Lounge. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. The sticks will always be good, always be fresh. Keep them short. All you got to do is pop in, open up your locker, and enjoy your stick. And that Members Lounge, there is a refrigerator, a microwave, ice maker, everything that makes you feel like home. They do serve beer and wine, so get your adult beverage on while you enjoy your stick. If you don't want to become a member, no problem. Plenty of places for you to chill, watch TVs. They're showing the Olympics, have all the league passes. Best place to watch football in the Valley. Get your butt down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If there are any reasons that you can't make it or you're out of town, go to stogieworld.com. If you call early enough, if you go online early enough in the day, it will ship out the exact same day. One of the best selections of cigars you're going to find. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, you heard the topics for the day. There's a lot of stuff to get into. Let me give you the call-in number. That's 917-889-7828. It's been a minute, so I'm going to open up the phone lines. If anyone has anything on their mind, throw it at me. Oh, yeah, and I will touch on anyone. I will tell you something. I am in love with handball all of a sudden. I don't know why. Going into the Olympics, I said table tennis would get my attention, and it did. But now ladies handball, I've watched every chance I've gotten, I've watched ladies handball. But anyway, call-in number is 917-889-7828. Got three callers on hold. I think this is one of our usuals. So we're going to go to that one first. It's Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I guess right. My man,
welcome
Lou,
back.
How are you?
Thanks, so.
How's it going? Lou, it's great. It's like a cross between field hockey and basketball. It's all, and soccer. It's awesome.
When you put it that way, I guess so. I thought maybe you'd be more like a track person.
Oh, well, without a doubt. But see, track is too easy. See, when I saw it, I said, I'm going to watch track. That's going to go without saying. So I'm definitely going to watch track. I'm going to watch basketball. I'm going to watch volleyball. But I want to always get someone into sports, a sport that we only watch when the Olympic rolls around. And so that's why I said table tennis, because I don't watch table tennis unless it's the Olympics.
We
watch a lot of table tennis. Exactly. But handball, I'm flipping through because, you know, it's on like four channels, and this is early in the Olympics, and handball is on. I'm thinking, when I first saw handball, I thought kind of racquetball, but without the racket. But no, this is great. Handball is my new love all of a sudden. Just for the Olympics, I don't want to take a loss for mine.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Always something new. Mine has to keep growing.
Well,
right?
The coverage hasn't been that great, though, you know, for the most part.
So, you know what? You're not the first person I heard say that. So let me ask, is it more the announcers, or is it more that, like, your turn to NBC, the cable one, and then you flip to NBC, and they're showing what you've already seen, and then you flip to USA, and they're showing what you've already seen?
The time difference is really screwing everybody up, and that's not surprising. Well, we knew about that, though. You know, it has a 13-hour time difference and whatnot, and, you know, that was gonna be the problem anyway. You know, I mean, I've been flipping back and forth between NBC and SN. I've been going through streaming, which I have that, thank God. So it doesn't have a problem, but it doesn't really surprise me. And with nobody in the stands, it doesn't make for much excitement.
No, but I tell you what, I like the way they did the stands in track and field, how they put the different colors in the background to make it seem like there's actually people back there. So I thought that was kind of cool. But when someone is running 200 meters in less than 20 seconds, I don't need fans to get me excited. I'm like, that is
no
human running that fast. You know? So
yes.
I'm just like, I'm all in that.
Yeah.
So that's been very enjoyable.
It has. Yeah. All right. Big story of the week. Well, I think you know about, but Westbrook going to the Lakers.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But Lou, I'm going to tell you something. I hope I'm wrong in terms of what they accomplished, but I'm curious to see that fit. I really am, because I may be one of Russell Westbrook's biggest fans, but the truth is shooting isn't his forte. And so I like the sneaky signings of Malik Monk. I love that signing. But I'm just curious how the Russell Westbrook, LeBron James usage ball handling needs, how that works, how that's going to work.
Yes.
So curious to see. You know, I saw LeBron's tweet in the
off
yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the tweet and delete, and whatever. I mean, I get kind of tired of great players looking for ways that they need to be an underdog. It is what it is, but a lot of people are curious about that thing.
Of course.
Not just, you know, I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, but that's certainly understandable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what are your thoughts?
Now, Well, I mean, they're trying to think that that's going to bring the Lakers, you know, back to another championship. Well, I'm not really sure about that. I'm not really so sure about that. But
no,
I think it's more, more bad news though for Washington, because, you know, Bradley Beal is not going to bring the title to the Wizards all by himself.
Well, the Wizards were in need of more than just a Russell Westbrook. I like the signing of Spencer Dinwiddie. You know, hopefully he's going to be back from his his injury, but Washington needed a lot of stuff. I mean, with Russ, they were a 35-game win team, 40-game win team at the most. So without him, are they really good? I guess here's my question. They're in the East. Are they going to fall to Cleveland and Orlando anyway? You know what I mean? So it's almost like they're
Orlando.
They'll be Orlando. Right, but you see what I'm saying? It's like you get to a point of, well, how bad are they really going to be? Are they going to fall to, you know, to this team without him? And that's where I started thinking, no, they're in the East. So a lot of that has to do with where you are and who you have. Let's say they kept him. Were they going to be a world beater? No. They probably wouldn't even get out of the play-in round. And even if they did, are they going to get past a one or two seed? Probably not. So they would have to catch a lot of people, which I don't think they would be able to do anyway. So that's what's up there, my friend.
All right. All right, we'll end it here. So I'll talk to you again. Welcome back.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good to catch up. That's my man, Lou. Always good to catch up with Lou. Yeah, well, where would this be? I mean, there are certain teams that are going to get better just because they're going to get better. Is Detroit going to move up from having a worse record against? I doubt it. Orlando, I doubt it. Cleveland, doubt it. Chicago have made moves, so they should jump into that top 10. Seems like Washington should probably fall out. Charlotte should be a little bit better, if nothing more than just experience. But when you look at the Wizards last year, they went 34-38 in 72 games. That may get them, what, 36 wins if he had stayed there? I don't know. Not sold. A lot of stuff to get into, though. So, listen, we're going to take our break now. We're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about COVID in the NFL and the complaints that we're hearing. Some are valid, some are not. But we got to remember, people, you have rights, but other people have rights too. Talk about that more right here on The Cave Show with PLR. Good to be back.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me today, August 5th, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, as we do cigars with The Cave Show Sports Talk Radio. Make sure you're following us on all forms of social media at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Get us, again, with the K. Get us on our website, sportscave.com. Again, Caves with the King. Get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Also, if you ever miss the show whatsoever, you can check us out. The Cave Show is brought to you by The Sports Cave over on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Download the app. Make sure you check us out. Get the alert so you know when a new show is added. Love to have you. Love for you to be back with us all over the place. Thank you again for joining us now. You also can go to sportscave.com. Click the listen live button. Obviously, that's where you can get us live every day at 1 o'clock. If for any other reason you hit that listen live button, it will route you to a plethora of our shows. So definitely go ahead and check it out. Maybe check out a show you missed or one that you like so much you want to listen to it again. All that happens right here on The Cave Show with PLR. So before I get more into basketball, I kind of want to touch on this NFL thing, and COVID and players whining and griping and players basically saying, hey, I know Jimmy Graham just came out and said basically he was forced without being forced to get the vaccine. Kirk Cousins had to be away. He's talked about maybe getting a plexiglass to keep him away from other quarterbacks in the meeting room. So that way if he tests positive or anything happens, then that way he won't infect anybody else or there won't be all this stuff. Listen, I understand. I'm not one of those people that say, you don't want to get the vax, so I'm going to shame you. Again, and I'm not one of the people that go the other way that says, you know, you have to do this or you have to do that. But people forget, we live in a country where you have rights, but other people have them too. So you can't stand on your soapbox waving, you're being unfair to me, you're being unfair to me, because the person across the street is saying the exact same thing. This is real easy. This is real simple. If you have a reason, in your heart of hearts, you feel that getting vaccinated isn't something you want to do, you have that right to say no. But the company that you work for have a right to say, well, then these are the rules. This goes back to anything that has to do with anything you want to do on your job. A company has a right to instill the rules that they want at their job. And if your union collectively negotiates it, you're arguing with the wrong people. I know that, look, if you get vaccinated, you could say all over the place, well, why am I doing this if I did this? Why am I doing it? I get it. I do. But if those are the rules, they're just the rules. No one is making a professional football player play professional football. They're not. There's a lot of stuff that's unfair. It's unfair to fine a player because their socks are too high. It's unfair to fine a player because their socks were the wrong color. It's unfair to fine a player, and I'm talking about from what players have said, if they're wearing the Deion Sanders towel on the outside of their jersey and it's too long. There's a lot of stuff that's unfair. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we said, everyone said for the most part, what's wrong with Antonio Brown? Why is he making excuses? Helmets are what the NFL have already said, what's approved, what's not approved. He can't play if he wears this helmet. If he doesn't wear the proper helmet, he will not be allowed to play. And we all said, for the most part, get over it, dude. You know what the rules are. You know what's going on. Wear the helmet. Stop griping. But now, because this is a quote-unquote political thing, we're choosing sides. I'm not. I'm saying if Kirk Cousins chooses not to be vaccinated, that is his right. It is. And I don't think anyone should make him feel guilty for it. But the flip side of that is, if you choose not to get vaccinated, they have things that you have, protocols you have to follow. Now, in the media, there are protocols. If you want to go and sit in the room with players in the NBA and do your interviews that are not on a Zoom, you have to be vaccinated. That's the rule. The NBA isn't saying, media, everyone in media, you better go out and get a vaccine. The whole lot of you. Everybody. Go now or else. We won't even let you on Zoom. We won't let you do this. This is our stand. We're 100% with it, and you better do it. But they do have a right to say, we're not letting you next to our players if you're not vaccinated. We're not letting you get close to them in a closed setting if you're not vaccinated. So if I want to do that part of my job, and I want to get up close enough to players without being on a Zoom, guess what my option is? Get back to me. It's that simple. It's really just that simple. So I don't understand where all this whining is coming from. I really don't. The NFL has basically said, if you come out and you are the reason that a game gets canceled, your team will be responsible for paying that other team's salary. Your team will take an L because the game will be forfeited. So you know that. You know that. If you're a fully vaxxed person and you walk to a store and the sign on the door says, to come in here, you need to put on a mask, and you don't agree with that, why do you go in that store and act an ass? Either follow the rule or shop somewhere else. They have that right. And there's a bunch of morons out here that refuse to understand that. There are stores that say no shirt, no shoes, no service. I don't see people ripping off their shirts and going barefoot saying, this is my right to be barefoot. This is my right to not have my shirt on. No, their dumbasses put on a shirt or rather leave their shirt and shoes on. But all of a sudden, we're breaking their constitutional rights by saying you have to wear a mask to come into my institution. There are signs that say, we recommend that you do. You know what? Some people do. Some people don't. Nobody gives a care. Nobody's in there. Now, here's where I would go the opposite way. If it says recommended, but not you have to, if someone in there goes in with a mask and says, you need to put a mask on, then they're the idiot because they saw the sign before they went in there. And if they don't want to take that risk, then don't go in. We, for whatever reason, feel that our rights supersede other people's rights. We feel that because we feel it's our right to be allowed to do something, that that is more important than your right to not let it happen to you. And that's simply not the case. So when I hear guys like Kirk Cousins saying, we're going to get a bigger room, fine. If that's what you think will work, that works for you. Bro, go for it. If plexiglass works for you, bro, go for it. But if you catch that devil in the middle of the season and you're missing 10 to 12 games because that's protocol, the last thing I want to hear is someone complaining that you don't get to play because even though you're asymptomatic, you have to sit out games. I'm going to read you a little bit of this that Jeff Dickerson from the Four Letter Room. Chicago Bears tight end Jimmy Graham vented about the NFLPA on a variety of topics, including the union's proposal to increase the frequency of COVID-19 testing for vaccinated players and the addition of a 17th regular season game. Jimmy, look who your beef is with. The NFLPA. For those of you that don't know, that means the National Football League Players Association. You know what that is? Your union. Jimmy says, I've been in the league going on 12 years now, and it's been kind of frustrating at times with them, the NFLPA. I'm not going to hold back. I'm a grown man, and I wish somebody would talk to me and speak to me like a grown man and let me have a little bit of say in some things. I'm about to go on to week 17 playing for free as well. How does that make any sense? Who even petitioned for that? I certainly didn't. Well, maybe you didn't, Jimmy. But you're not the only one in that locker room. You're not the only one part of the NFLPA. I'm sure there are things that you wanted to do somewhere along the lines that other people didn't. That's just the way it goes. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. If you are a flight attendant or a captain with American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, you know what you're a part of? You're part of a union. Do you think they like that all the time? I'm sure they don't. But you know what? Before you got that job, you knew what the requirements were. You knew what you were coming into. So you can't gripe about it after the fact. And this goes back to what I said before. Everyone loves the rights we have. Everyone loves their rights. But we keep thinking our rights supersedes other people's. You play for, Kirk Cousins plays for a team that is 64% vaccinated. 64%. Most NFL teams are 85%. Who's going to be griping and bitching when the Vikings have to forfeit a game? Who's going to be griping and complaining when that game gets forfeited and the Minnesota Viking ownership has to pay the salary for the team, for the other team, because they will have forfeited their salary? It's always a bigger picture. See, I'm not here to tell you to get vaccinated. I'm not here to tell you not to. What I'm saying is, either way you go, there's a consequence. Look, dude, you don't want to put something in your body that you don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. I get you. I do. But the immediate consequence to your professional career says, if this happens, this is the reaction. That's just a fact. Jimmy, I'm with you. I was with you when you said that New Orleans used you wrong. They put you as a tight end when you were going for more money, when you're trying to get a contract as a wide receiver because of the amount of catches that you had. So even though you were split out and you became one of the highest paid tight ends, you were on the low end of wide receivers, even though they used you pretty much as a wide receiver. But Jimmy, you knew you were a tight end. When you were making all pro at tight end, I'm sure that helped your ego a little bit. The fact that you haven't really been as effective as a lower-end wide receiver in the last, 5 years, do you think you would still be in the NFL if you were a wide receiver? Probably not. What is helping your career is that you're a tight end. So all the things that hurt you in the beginning is now helping you. You're used primarily on goal line situations because of your body size, because you can box out and you can still go get the ball. But you're no longer a 1,400-yard, 1,300-yard receiver. And if you played the position of wide receiver, you'd be cut. You'd be sitting next to studio guys on Sunday. So it's easy to look big picture, little picture, and be myopic about something you don't like. Sometimes it's hard to look big picture and say, wow, this may not be affecting you anyway. Because if you weren't a tight end, you wouldn't be in the league. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the NFL always cries pop. The owners never have money. I'm going to tell you why they lie. We'll prove to you how they lie. And we'll do all that when we come back. It's the Cave Show, CLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco Cave Show. It's live every Thursday here at Maduro's. Cigars with the Cave Show is what we like to call it. Have a lot of fun talking sports. Every day, you know, we are live at 1 o'clock, so make sure you are definitely checking us out and catch us on social media at the Sports Cave, Caves with the K on Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, cave is with the K. You can catch me on the Twitter at PLR on sports. So the NFL is always crying poverty, right? Always crying poverty. There's always something. They don't make enough money here for this. Players, they have over $140 million salary cap, and it's always, well, we got to watch this, we got to watch that. Oh, the pandemic. Oh, because of the pandemic, we have no money. We didn't let any fans in the arena, so we're going to lose a ton of money. We can't sell $42 T-shirts that should only be $20. We can't sell hot dogs for $12, $13. We can't sell $18 beers. We can't collect $60 in parking. Woe is us, cries the NFL all the time. Don't fall for that. See, in this world, it's amazing how we do this. We always blame the player for being greedy. He's holding on, oh, well, if I was a football player, I'd play for free. No, you wouldn't. You don't go to your job for free, and I'm sure there's a person out of work that would like it. So don't tell me that nonsense. You wouldn't do a job if you didn't feel you were properly compensated for it. Why should I sleep? I know owners take all the risk. I know that. In any business, an owner takes the risk. But let me tell you something. The Dallas Cowboys are worth more than $6 billion with a B and rising. Their worth went up during the pandemic, not down. Not down. And that's all we heard. Oh, man, we're losing a ton of money. We can't. How are we going to survive? We get vaccine or not, we got to get butts back in the stands. We're going to struggle. Let me hip you to something. There is not a team in the NFL worth less than $2 billion. Billion with a B. Forbes just came out with the top 10. These teams make a ton of money. A ton of money. But when you listen to them, they cry. They're always crying. It's really a joke. But there's not one person out there saying, oh, we got to limit the money these owners make. Oh, man, they're getting rich off of us. But you'll say, well, you know what? Players better get it together. We pay their salary. No, you put the money in the owner's pocket, and then the owner pays their salary. Let me just run through the top teams for you. Dallas Cowboys, $6.5 billion. New England, $5 billion. New York Giants, $4.85 billion. The Rams, $4.2 billion. San Francisco, $4.175 billion. The Bears, $4 billion. The Jets, who haven't won jack since Joe Willie Namath was their quarterback, worth $4 billion. They're not even the marquee team in their city. And they're worth $4 billion. Where is the outcry from people that these owners are making too much money? The Buffalo Bills are worth the least amount of money in the NFL, and it's $2.27 billion. So if you want to go buy the Bills, take your checkbook out and go ahead and write that check. See, sometimes you got to look out. The people that are crying poverty, there's no poverty there. And I want you to do the math. Think about it. If your yearly salary is around $160 million a year. And remember, the NFL uses a hard cap. But you're worth $2.27 billion. What's the percentage that you're actually making? If you look at the operating costs, I know you're probably saying, oh, wait a second, Paul. You're talking about what they're worth, not what they're getting. I get it. keep going over and look at their debt-to-income ratio. Really take a look at it. Every team, for the most part, is in a positive operating stance. The New York Jets is in a positive operational income stance. They're not losing money to operate. If Joe whatever said, hey, I have a hot dog cart. This hot dog cart is worth about $100,000, but I'm losing money with this hot dog cart. You're going to look at Joe and say, and bro, sell the hot dog cart. Get out of the business. Go do something else. But we don't tell that to owners. They can say, well, we lost $1 million last year. Well, dude, sell your team. Not only will you recoup that million, but you'll recoup $2.3 billion after you take that $1 million off. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. Because they can afford it. So be careful when owners cry poverty. And be careful when you think about athletes, when they're in their window trying to make all the money they can, because the average shelf life of an NFL player is just over 3.5 years. But we get mad because they make their money then. When was the last time you saw an owner say, well, you know, I'm only going to own this team for 3.5 years, and then I'm going to sell it? No, we see them about 98 years old, like Jerry Jones, still chasing down a Super Bowl, because he can every year, because he's an owner, not an athlete. So be careful with that. Other thing I want to get into is my man Carson Wentz. Now, I know that sometimes it's said that I'm being unfair to Carson Wentz. Well, let's be honest here. Dude is weak mentally. Let's just be honest. Do you want your quarterback, do you want your CEO of your team on the field to be weak mentally? You know his panties got in a bunch when the Eagles won a Super Bowl, and they put a statue of Nick Foles out in front. So that's when the irritation first started. And I know anybody would feel some kind of way if in the season you are on target to be the MVP of the NFL, you get hurt, your understudy comes in, wins the Super Bowl, and now people are saying, should he be the starter? Of course you're going to feel some kind of way. As the young kids today say, well, sure you're in your feelings. But it got to him to the point where he just couldn't perform. So Nick Foles leaves. They bring in another quarterback because you got to have a backup, right? Now that quarterback is in your mind. Now your butt hurt over that. Can't get over that. What? Not his fault. Backups don't always want to be backups. If you're 22 years old and you can outperform the guy next to you because you're mentally stronger, is that your fault or is that his fault? So a lot of people that love Carson Wentz and love his ability on the bandwagon, threw their cape on, oh, he's being treated unfair. So he gets moved. He's now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Fresh start. Oh, what a great position for Carson Wentz. Oh, what a great position for him. They have a great running game. They have good wide receivers. They have a great offensive line. The Colts are really going to push this year for a Super Bowl. Bull crap. Why is it bull crap? Well, look at day one. He comes to the team. He wants to wear a certain number. There's a wide receiver wearing that number. You know what that wide receiver says to him? Kick rocks, bro. Can't have this number. No, I don't want your money. You can't have this number. Means too much to me. Kick rocks. Now, let me go ahead. If you've never watched football in your life, let me break this down for you. Really, really easy. Can you be a productive wide receiver if your quarterback is not on the same page you are? No. Because there's only one way you can get the ball. If the dude who yells hype throws you the ball, and you basically told him, kiss my ass, you can't have my number. So right there, that wide receiver told you what respect he has for you. You think if Tom Brady went down to Tampa and he said, hey, I don't care who's wearing that number, I want it. You know what that wide receiver, running back, tight end would do? they would willingly give up that number. Even before he threw one pass for Tampa, they give up the number because of the respect that they had for him based on Tom Brady being Tom Brady. When Brett Favre moved teams, if someone was wearing number four, I bet to hell they gave that number up. People don't want to admit that Carson Wentz wasn't exactly the most popular dude in his own locker room. And if you think NFL players don't talk to each other, then there's something wrong with you. So in a dependent position that's dependent on the guy that throws you the ball, you tell him to kick rocks, you're keeping your number, he better go find someone else and find some other number. And now the quarterback that's been told to kick rocks is coming out of the media saying, oh, no big deal. I'll go back to the jersey I wore it when I was playing flag football at the age of six. Who has that on their face? That's one. Now, two, we're not even into preseason games. We're not even there yet. And Mr. Fragile is hurt again. 5 to 12 weeks before he comes back. And let me tell you something. You listen to sports. What do they always say? 2 to 4 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks. What the hell kind of number is 5 to 12 weeks? You can't go in a bank and say, hey, let me borrow somewhere between, I don't know, 20 and 140,000. You know it's closer to 12 weeks. So now you have to go and you got to find a backup, because I don't know if you've seen the backups that the Indianapolis Colts have, but you don't want them playing for you. Let an Indianapolis Colts backup quarterback play for you with that machine they have. It's like giving you a 14-year-old without a driver's license the keys to your Mercedes. You just don't want to do it. So there's a guy that fits perfectly for the Colts. Knows Frank Wright, knows the system, would be a perfect Band-Aid. Has even, how does the young kid fit? On the low, said this is the perfect job for me, let me go do it. Frank Wright, who make it fine for tampering, but basically hinting, wow, he'd be the right person for this job. They can't go get him. Who is him? Nick Foles. Why can't they get Nick Foles? Because Mr. Sensitive will lose his shit again. Carson Wentz is two things. He has ability, but he never has availability. So he's injury prone. And then if anything happens to make him compete for something that he really doesn't have to compete for, he loses it again. So Indianapolis can't go get the guy that will actually help them, because Carson Wentz is too weak mentally to accept that Nick Foles, the guy who has the statue erected in Philadelphia, may come and be his backup again. Think about that. He's holding the Colts' future this year hostage because he's too mentally weak to handle the fact that the one guy that fits perfectly might come to town. All you Carson Wentz fans, all you Indianapolis people that thought, hey, this is our guy, you are getting what you deserve. You're getting exactly what you deserve. Good luck this season. Because I'm sure when he comes back, I don't know, 5 to 12 weeks, what is that, anywhere from week 1 to week 8? Good luck if you end up 2-6. And I pray that you do almost, because in his mind, he can feel that no one could do his job. But if the Colts end up finding a way with those lousy backups to go 6-2 and 7-1, and the city of Indianapolis starts saying, wait a second, why are we switching quarterbacks when the guy we have is winning? Your mentally weak Carson Wentz will once again get his panties in a bunch and shrivel up. I heard this saying a long time ago, and it is so true. It is better to want what you can't have than have what you don't want. This last segment coming up is brought to you by Scout and Seller, wine consultant Tina Calhoun. Phone number 602-410-4821. 602-410-21 will get you the wine that you actually want. No preservatives, no additives, no sugar, all that crap that makes you feel blah after drinking wine. Scout and Seller will make sure you get the freshest, best wine on the market. Just get with Tina Calhoun. She is a consultant. Her number again is 602-410-4821. You can do your own private taste test. You can do all that stuff. So make sure you get with her. So let's shift gears and end this talking a little bit about the NBA. First caller called in and asked about the Russell Westbrook trade. I call LeBron James the greatest of the tweet and delete. Kind of got, you know, was in his LeBron mode where he doesn't really want you talking about him. But I get it. It is what it is. But you don't have to make yourself the underdog. You're LeBron freaking James, bro. You don't have to worry about that. Are who you are. One of the greatest players to play. The Lakers are going to be favored to win a lot of games. And if everyone is healthy, they should go deep in the playoffs. But the whole key is if everyone is healthy. No one wants to face the reality that LeBron's breaking down too. AD stays hurt. I'm sure AD will have the best offseason he ever had in his life because I'm sure he's talking about people saying he stays hurt. That's a fact. At least a week in Arizona in the summer is going to hit 115. That's a fact. AD not playing games is a fact. LeBron James spends over $1 million a year on his body, trying to keep it in peak condition. That's not Anthony Davis. When Anthony Davis is in offseason, he's in offseason. He came back out of shape to start last season. That's a fact. That's not anyone being mean to him. It's a fact. And people say, well, look at what he did in the bubble. Let me explain the bubble to you. He actually got a break. So the season started, the pandemic hit, and there was 3 months off. And then they went back to the bubble. You know what you couldn't do in the bubble? You couldn't go out. You know why you couldn't go out? Because you're in a bubble. And now you have this crazy thing called peer pressure where LeBron is looking at you every day. You're going to eat right. You're going to work out. Those are things that you're just going to do. He hit shots in the bubble that he normally didn't hit. And he got on a roll. His confidence got going. Everything just fit perfectly. But then they come out of the bubble. When you're in the bubble, liken it to your parents being home. When your parents are home, of course, you drop something, you pick it up. Put a dish in the sink, you wash it. But when your parents aren't home, sometimes you don't do that crap. Dishes pile up, stuff gets dropped where it's dropped. Mom and dad were there the whole time. They were able to make sure everything worked right. Can't do that in regular season. It's not possible. AD has played over 70 games. He's played over 70 games twice in his 9-year NBA career. And for some reason, and I hope he does, but for some reason, there's this expectation that he's going to play all these games all of a sudden. That he's going to go from an injury-prone dude to a dude that keeps his body in shape and keeps himself playing. I don't know where that idea comes from. Doesn't happen. AD will be hurt. If he makes 70 games, great. But I bet there's an over-under somewhere that's calling for 70. And if you're a betting person, be wise and go with the under. Russell Westbrook is one of my favorite players to ever play the game. Russell Westbrook, his decision-making with 2 minutes or less in a game is real suspect. He will give you more heart, more energy, and when he makes a mistake, it's not a mistake because he's not trying. It's usually a mistake because he's trying to do too much. And so what you're telling me is, the ultimate control freak in LeBron James is going to give up the ball to Russell Westbrook in the last 2 minutes of the game. I don't see that happening. So you say, okay, then fine. He doesn't give it up. He goes back on ball for the last 2 minutes of the game. You're trusting the Russell Westbrook jump shot with 2 minutes left. Okay. Have you seen Russ play? He gets up and down the court. Have you seen the oldest team in the league play? Walking up. We're going to walk this up every chance we get. Because we got a guy that's been in the league for 18 years. We got another guy that's been in the league and he stays hurt. Dwight Howard is long in the tooth. These aren't runners anymore. These are half-court players. And so you pair them with a guy that just wants to get up and down. Butt hurt when you point that out. I don't get it. I don't get it. When I look at the teams right now in the NBA, I like some of the moves certain teams make. I love the moves the Chicago Bulls make. That's not me being a homer. That's me being truthful. Patrick Williams is going to be a stud in the NBA. In fact, kid can play. He already has an NBA body. And there is no rush for him to ascend to superstardom. And then you go out and you add Lonzo Ball, so now you have a pure point guard. You can get Zach off ball, which is where he belongs, because I don't want Zach making plays for everybody else. I want Zach making plays for Zach, or Zach making plays because double teams are coming to him. There's a difference. And now you go out and you get DeMar DeRozan, who is probably one of the most deadly mid-range shooters in the game, to complement what Zach does. You go out and you steal Caruso from the Lakers. Now he can play defense. He got Nikola Vucevic, an all-star every year. So you got a big. So the Bulls have done the things that they needed to do and added the right pieces. And I got ahead of myself, but look at the Suns. What was the biggest issue with the Suns last year in the playoffs and the final? Milwaukee size killed them. They go out, they sign JaVale McGee, 1 year, $5 million. They bring back Chris Paul. They bring back Cam Payne. You still have Cam Johnson. You still have Mikal Bridges. You still have your big man, DeAndre Ayton. Devin Booker's become all-world. They're going in the right direction. A lot of teams this year pretty much stayed with the stars they had. And superstars and some of them really didn't move. Because there was a feeling in the NBA, because so many folks were hurt during the playoffs, that, well, if we just get right, we'll be fine. Certain teams, I'm surprised if they didn't really make any moves as of yet. One of those teams being the Denver Nuggets. I honestly think they're banking on that Michael Porter Jr. will make that next step. Jamal Murray will come back in time for the playoffs, and they'll make a real push. But the NBA is wide open. Now, I believe that if if Brooklyn is healthy, they're the team to beat. Again, if healthy. So we shall see. It will be a very interesting, interesting year. And I love listening to other radio show hosts talk on my vacation. I think almost every day I listen to someone. And you know the person that's out there. The person that's always downing everything. A team can do something and there's something negative. Like I said, I'm curious to see how the Lakers fit. I don't think it's a good fit with Russell Westbrook, but it's for me to find out what they do. The Suns bring Chris Paul back, pay him for 3 years, and at least 4 years. But listen, don't be fooled by that contract. First 2 years are guaranteed. The third year is guaranteed $15 million. Fourth year is a team option. Chris Paul parlayed a run to the title and took what was a $44 million year and turned into at least a bare minimum of $75 million at the age of 36. Kudos to him. But still, there's those people out there, the local media, they don't see how they can sign him to that many years. What is he going to do at 40? I wouldn't have done it. I would have done something. You know that radio guy, that no matter what happens, there's an issue. Look at what the U.S. Olympic team did when Kevin Love left, when Bradley Beal left because of COVID. They didn't go out and get two more stars. They went out and got some grunt work. Right? Oh, this team is their doom. Oh, where did they get this person? Oh, is Devin Booker going to be the right person? Oh, Chris Middleton. You know that announcer. And 9 times out of 10, they're the people that show up for no games. Listen, I do radio in the Phoenix market. I have credentials for every team in the Phoenix market. And I still hear people, sometimes, locally, who this person is. I never see him at a game. Never see him on a Zoom call. Ever. So I've had fun. I've also had fun with the national media, trying to break down the local team when they're nowhere to be found. Thank God for ESPN that the season ended. And now they can go back to focusing on the Lakers and LeBron because they really struggled talking about the Suns and the Bucks, more so the Suns. So good for them. Bully for them, I should say. Got to leave you on a bad note. Really sad news. J.R. Richard, famed pitcher, has died at 71 years old. He will definitely be missed. And for those of us that are older and got a chance to watch this guy pitch, when he was good, he was good. Had some demons that he had to get rid of. Go read the story yourself, but unfortunately he died today at the age of 71. We are back. More stuff to get into tomorrow. USA Olympic basketball team, they're playing for the gold medal. You know, when they lost earlier, they were doomed, but they're playing for the gold medal. So make sure you're definitely watching that tomorrow night. We'll give a little bit more of a preview on that tomorrow. Leave you with this. The Cubs suck. They're bad. They're real bad. They're a triple-A team. They stink. They're terrible. They gave away everybody. Everybody. And everybody's with their new team flourishing because they're so happy to get out of that dungeon known as Wrigley Field. And I absolutely love it. What made today great? The fact that, one, you wake up, and two, the Chicago Cubs sucks. Make sure you're following us social media-wise at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The website is thesportscave.com. All kids are with the K. You get me on Twitter at CLR on Sports. If you ever miss the show live for any reason, always definitely check us out. Spotify, iHeartRadio. So definitely get us there. The Cave Show with the K is brought to you by The Sports Cave. Everyone, thank you. It is good to be back. Vacation is great, but it's also fun to do what we do. Confirmed for next Monday, the one and only CJ Holmes from The Athletic. That's my man. We'll chop it up on Monday. We will be back tomorrow, though, and we'll have a full guest list for all of next week. Wednesday shows going forward will be best of shows, but we'll be live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thanks for joining us. Maduros, thank you for hosting us. Make sure you guys get your butt down here, 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. Until tomorrow, everyone, this is the K-Show with PLR. This is PLR. Temps, land is playing for us. Mm-hmm.